It's Vicky Kerrigan on 105.7 ABC Darwin.
So how do you reinvigorate your sex life with technology? If you do this, if you can actually reinvigorate your sex life with technology, then I suppose there is a chance that we could actually reduce sexually transmitted diseases right across the world. And considering already this morning that we have been... This morning? It is this afternoon. Considering already this afternoon we have been talking about population growth and the fact that by the end of this month the world population is going to be at 7 billion, maybe we do want to start, you know, playing a little bit more with the technology that, you know, can still, you can still, I don't want to say the phrase that I was going to say and I can't think of how else to say it. Marcus Barber, hello.
I'm here to get you out of the hole.
Your jollies. You can still get your jollies. That's what I was trying to think of. I was trying to think of how to say that politely. Yeah. That's okay. Well, I think it is. Oh, God, now I've probably offended a whole heap of people, and I've taken the Lord's name in vain. Listen to me. Stop me now, Marcus. Help, get me out of this hole.
Oh, yes, it's a terrible thing. Technology is a wonderful thing for population control, though.
Is it actually a good thing for population control? How could this help us control the population, the technology, like these phone apps, apps for smartphones that can reinvigorate your sex life?
Yeah, there's an interesting product that's out on the market at the moment where the software on the smartphone enables the control of a piece of hardware that is designed for an individual to pleasure themselves, shall we say.
All right. Look, I'm just going to put the warning out there now that if you've got kids near the radio right now and you would like them not to hear this conversation, because this is an adult radio station, we are going to use words. We're not going to get, you know, blue, but we are going to use words like, ready, 1, 2, 3, vibrator. And I think as adults we can cope with that. So you're talking about an app which you can download onto your phone and you can connect it to a vibrator?
Yeah, there's a piece of hardware that's for sale at the moment that works with your smartphones, and it enables the user to control the vibrator using their smartphone.
Why is that necessary? Can't people already do that with the equipment that they might buy at their pleasurable shop?
Well, you're talking to someone who probably doesn't have enough experience in the use of the products themselves, Vicky, so I'm a little bit at a loss there. But in terms of the ad that this company actually runs, what they've done is, which is quite interesting, is enabled the use of the software to control the product itself in what appears to be a far more user-friendly way than has otherwise been available to them.
All right, so that's all about kind of self-pleasure, but are there kind of bits of technology that we might be able to use in the future together with our partner, with our lover?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the really interesting work is in the area of holographics, which is, if those that remember Star Wars, and we've spoken about it on the program previously, holographics is an electronically formed image that you see that looks for all intents and purposes to be present in the room, so a 3D image.
What?
And yeah, it's available now. You can pretty much have a virtual conference with someone where they appear to be sitting next to you in a seat. So it's at that sort of level in terms of development. It's not commercially available to a great extent yet due to the costs, but it's not far away.
And so once you actually get this hologram, essentially,
yes,
in your bedroom with you,
yeah,
what can you do with it?
Well, then you need to combine it with another piece of technology, which is haptics. And haptics is the process of creating electronic sensations so that, for instance, there's a haptics glove that will enable you to pick up an object and feel its weight or texture. You'd be able to feel clothing and things like that, the fibres in a particular piece of clothing wearing a haptics-based glove. So when you combine the concept of holographics, which is the visual image, with haptics, which becomes the electronic touch, you then are in a position to have a remote relationship at a very physical level. So it changes our understanding of what it means to have a physical relationship with someone, where our current expectations at a societal level is that we think we need to be in the same room with someone. Holographics and haptics poses the question for us that you can actually have that physical relationship without being in the same room.
So with this technology, are you talking about creating a fantasy, or if you're not actually with your wife or your husband or your partner, could you in a virtual sense, create, bring them into your room, and can they actually feel what you're doing?
Yes, and that's the advantage of the programs themselves and the technology themselves. Now,
so it's not about creating a fantasy; it's actually about transporting you to be with. So phone sex will stop altogether, and you can actually do holographic sex.
Well, it's certainly an advancement on what we might perceive to be phone sex taking place at the moment, which is an oral sensation in terms of someone talking to you on the phone. This takes it to, you know, brings in both the physical connection and where I can feel someone. For instance, there's a haptics blanket available at the moment. And what happens with a haptics blanket, you can wrap an object in it. And let's say, let's say I've got a pet dog that I love and I've moved away. You can wrap the dog in a haptics blanket. I'm wearing a haptics glove and I can stroke what is effectively a pseudo item. I'm in Texas, say, and you're up in Darwin, and my dog would feel that sensation of me patting it as if I was there in the room with it.
Oh, my Lord. So I've got the dog in Darwin. I put a haptics blanket over it. You're in Texas and you miss your dog and you want to give your dog a pat, and the dog can actually feel that?
Yes, yes. Now, the initial leap in terms of application, there's a couple of things. Certainly the adult industry is going to be one that's jumping on this technology right now, wanting to push it. It sees some obvious benefits. But when you extend it in terms of relationship management, think of the possibility if you and this is sort of extending beyond sex a bit, but the possibility of being able to kiss your kids goodnight or pat your, let's say you've got a sick loved one who's in a different area of town or interstate or an elderly parent, you can actually stroke their hair at night. And send them your loving wishes as well as your electronic touch, because you can't actually be in the room at the time. And that's a huge advancement. So when you talk about the idea of relationships, not only just at the sexual level, but this technology is going to go a long way down the path of changing what we perceive to be the requirements of a physical relationship, which currently says you must be in the same proximity.
You are blowing my mind this afternoon, Marcus Barber. Sonia Rang, she says it sounds like we are playing with your bites, not your bits.
Ah, I love it.
Marcus, we're going to have to leave it there. We'll talk to you again next week. I feel like there's more to talk about with this topic. We might continue it next week. Okay, bye-bye. Marcus Barber, our futurist on 105.7 ABC Darwin. Wow. 11 to 5. Vicky here with you this afternoon.
This year.